Carly Fiorina, running for president, made a truthful statement the other day when she declared that people of faith make better leaders.
Don't tell me. She was talking to a room packed full of Republicans.
She said this at the Presidential Family Forum in Iowa, where you can bet Barack Obama was nowhere to be found.
I'm sure that's brilliant. Have a picture of Obama looking like he just got burned.
And of course, the atheists of America were delighted to have something new to rage about.
Just like they did with heavy metal, D&D, video games, and gay rights. Wait a minute.
The American Atheist President tweeted, "Why exactly are atheists worse leaders? I'm so glad you asked.
My body is ready. Let's do this."
Atheists are worse leaders because they are immoral people.
Holy shit. If that's your opening gambit, I'm very interested to know where you're going to go from here.
They have no moral foundation other than their own personal evil agendas.
Okay, I'm trying not to laugh, but they have no moral foundation other than their own personal evil agendas is possibly the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But also it sounds worryingly close to you saying that if you thought for a second God didn't exist, you would go on a killing spree.
Not only are they worse leaders, they are worse teachers, worse neighbors, and worse citizens.
Okay, I'm not even going to go into how you're just lumping all atheists into the same group, even though they literally are not a group of people. It's like saying that blue-eyed people are all immoral. It's like saying left-handed people are worse citizens.
Moral decay is the cancer of the USA, and it is arrogant atheism that has given us over 50 million dead children.
Okay, look, man, I'm no particular fan of abortion either, but I'm really not sure it's appropriate to describe unborn, undeveloped fetuses as children.
The sexual perversion crisis that is killing people, destroying families, and making American children appetizers for sexual predators.
How is that anything to do with atheism? Catholic priests have been buggering altar boys for hundreds of years. You know, Wild Bill, can I call you Wild Bill? We have plenty of prudish and puritanical atheists. They call themselves sex-negative feminists, and they are exactly on the same page as you and Ahmed when it comes to how women should dress and how people should conduct themselves sexually. I mean, I suppose they're more likely to be pro-gay marriage and gay rights, but that's literally the only difference.
Annie Gaylor made an even stupider statement.
Well, I'll tell you what, Annie Gaylor must be fucking retarded then. Because you have said some ridiculous things.
When she declared that Islamic State is led by people of faith.
You know, it literally is. It is literally run by people whose faith is their entire ideological position.
And that tells us exactly why atheists should be banned from any position of leadership.
You know, that's funny because that's also the position of the Islamic State. Just so you know.
Anyone who is so deaf, dumb, and blind they cannot tell the difference between the teachings of Jesus Christ and hardcore Satan worshippers is too stupid to be trusted with anything.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and assume that you're talking about ISIS and not atheists. But either way, surely you understand that them being part of another religion doesn't make them Satan worshippers. I mean, they actually revile Satan in the same way you do.
We have plenty of gun control. What America needs most is idiot control.
You have no idea.
Putting atheists into leadership positions is like taking a laxative and a sleeping pill on the same night. Gee, what could possibly go wrong?
And that's a mistake that you're not going to make twice, isn't it?
You want to start making things better in the USA? Start electing people who hold the same moral values that the Founding Fathers did when they built this nation. Men of faith laid out the plan, and it succeeded beyond all expectations.
Are you even aware that they founded a secular republic?
Men of anti-faith have marched this nation down the road to destruction, and it's time to kick them to the curb. They have more than proven their incompetence, and it's time to stop putting up with their foolishness and their nastiness.
Who are you talking about? I mean, I know Obama done did it, but he's not actually an atheist. I mean, I would have thought you think he's a Muslim.
Now, as for Carly Fiorina, she may have said the right thing, but her life does not back up her words. When she was president of HP, Christians were forced to work next to homosexuals.
What, instead of stoning them to death like it says in the Bible?
who posted pro-homosexual posters in their cubicles. But Christians who posted pro-family posters were harassed and or fired.
And to me, that sounds like total horseshit and or bullshit.
Even though Fiorina said the right thing, I suspect she was just pulling a Hillary Clinton. Wave a Bible just enough to get votes, but don't open it lest she burst into flames.
Good point, well made.
Atheists have openly rejected the One who is the source of all wisdom, truth, and life. So why should they be trusted in any position that requires wisdom, truth, or respect for life?
I love the way he says that, as if it's just an incontrovertible fact. Of course, all wisdom, truth, and life comes from God. Duh. But I am genuinely impressed at the ballsiness of saying that atheists are evil. They're evil and immoral and have an evil agenda. I mean, that is, it's a really incredible thing for me, because I don't see how he thinks that, like, biblical morality isn't based on secular humanism. I mean, we can take any example, right? Say the Golden Rule, which is from Matthew 7:12 or Luke 6:13. Do unto others as you would want them to do to you. This is doubtless what he would consider a biblical principle, except it's not biblical. It doesn't require God in any way. It's simply common sense. It's found in almost every religion on earth anyway, and this is not because God handed it down from on high. It's because there is a sound, logical foundation for this. No matter what society, no matter what size, and no matter what laws and principles the society abides by, the Golden Rule applies almost universally because nobody wants to be stolen from. Nobody wants to be assaulted or raped or anything like this. It's a rule of thumb that doesn't need explaining via supernatural decree, because it directly affects and benefits every human being. I cannot think of a moral principle in the Bible that cannot also be justified through the use of secular humanism. Why you would need to bring a supernatural entity into this conversation is beyond me. None of this is required to establish basic moral principles by which everyone can abide and everyone will benefit.